It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? It's Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, and you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast, hosted by DonkeyJawProjects.com and PlexBeats.com. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. Last week, kind of flubbed on last week. Sorry about that. I just haven't had a chance to record, unfortunately. I haven't been driving as much, so that's when I record. So, you know, I didn't have really any driving time, to tell you the truth. Except for, like, on my way home and stuff. But, like, that's a 10-minute drive. It's going to be kind of hard to record a podcast in 10 minutes. And yeah, I could record it other times, but I've just been super busy. And sometimes I do record it, you know, other times if I have to, but I just, like I said, focusing on this business thing is a full-time job, and I'm only doing it part-time. But I'm putting in a lot of hours, and, you know, trying to do as good a job as I can with the time that I have. And been staying consistent with the videos. I don't know if I told you guys last time. I think I might have. I recorded like 10 videos at a time. Or in one like spot. And you know, I just put them, uploaded all, them all on YouTube. So that's lasted me for 2 weeks. I also put together a few other videos. That's just literally a static image. And you know, and then it's just like one of my beats or whatever. So those are kind of easy to fill in the gaps on the weekends or whatever. Or sometimes I can throw one of those up with the other videos I've done and stuff like that. You know, have two videos a day or something. 'Cause it's good to have, you know, the beats in there. So, you know, people don't just come to my YouTube channel and they're like, you know, they need to know why, you know, what I'm doing, really, you know. So, anyways, and I've only been doing artist advice videos and the beat videos lately, but there's a ton other things I'd like to get to doing different kinds of videos, but, you know, I just haven't had the time to really develop it much further than that, so I'm going with what I can do for now. And the little, and the artist advice videos are just like a couple minutes here or there. So, anyways, needless to say, not having much time. I didn't really prepare exactly for this podcast, but, you know, it's Thursday and this is the first time I'm driving this week. So I'm like, you know, I better, you know, make sure I get this thing recorded. You know, I don't want to go 2 weeks in a row. It's bad enough I missed 1 week, you know. So, but on the horizon there is, you know, some interviews and stuff I want to get into. There's at least one that I've already talked to the person. Again, I just got to find the time, which, you know, usually happens during the evening if I happen to, you know, my wife ends up doing something different. And, you know, I have some time by myself, then I can be like, all right, let's do a podcast type of thing. So there's that. And then I'd also have some other people I want to approach about doing some interviews and stuff like that, so we shall see. But yeah, I guess probably for the most part, you know, it's going to be me talking most of the time. So I don't know, I hear a lot of people say that they like when I'm just talking and on a subject or something, so that's taking it back to the old school, because I'm an old fool who's so cool. That's, what is that song? That's like one of those kind of pop rap songs that was out like back in early 90s and stuff. I'm trying to remember what it's called, but anyways, fun lyrics. that was before I ever started rapping or making music. Didn't really know much about it. I grew up in, you know, like the suburbs and stuff, in Connecticut, and, you know, it's like, I wasn't, you know, I grew up on a street where, like, all my buddies and me, you know, we'd ride our bikes, and, you know, it wasn't like a bad street area or whatever. It was like, there was woods interspersed through lots of houses, and we'd go in the woods and screw around, and then, you know, ride our bikes, and we played a lot of sports in backyards and stuff. Always trying to, you know, always trying to get in good with the kids who had video games and see if they would let me come in and play video games with them. For some reason, I didn't really, I don't know, I was never really a cool kid, so it was very rare that I got to do that. Only the coolest kids were able to do that, I guess. Not to, you know, say, I don't know, get down on myself, I'm just saying. But I had a Nintendo and like two games that I was, my mom didn't really like the idea of video games, so I didn't really have a lot of time where I was able to play them. But I guess that's probably why I don't get into video games that much compared to a lot of my friends and stuff. Although I've definitely splurged and had, like, you know, put in hours and hours on video games at a time, and, like, played until, like, the early morning and stuff with friends and stuff. Super fun. I wish I could do that, you know, more, you know, just once in a while. You know, it's freaking fire up the video games and play like idiots and, you know, go to bed at like 3 a.m. or something. So anyways, yeah, that's fun. Always playing like shooters and stuff. I guess we're all old. One guy who I used to do that with has a kid, and, you know, it's kind of hard for him to do that. We did do that actually, let's see, it might be almost a year ago. But we did do that at one point, and it was definitely less than a year ago. But, you know, and it was kind of weird because, you know, we didn't really start playing until, you know, the kid went to bed. And we were like, I don't think we even meant to. We were like, oh, we're just going to play some video games. And his wife was like, okay. And she kind of did her own thing. And then she came, checked on us, and we're like, oh, I think we're almost done. And like, okay. And then we ended up staying up till super late playing video games. Like, I gotta go to bed. Fun times. But yeah, I don't know, I wish I could do that more. I mean, I have two systems. I have a Wii, an old Wii that I use for just really the whole point of that is, I don't think I've ever played a video game on that thing. But the whole point of that is to have, you know, Netflix and Hulu, because I don't have cable, so, you know, that's what I do with that, and, I should try to play video games on it. I mean, I like playing once in a while, but just never have time. My video game is my business. And then I have a PlayStation. It's old, too. I think it's a PS2, and man, I need to replace that thing, because that's the only thing I can watch DVDs on, which we don't do too much, but once in a while, there's something that's not on Netflix that we have in our collection that we haven't watched in a while. We actually did that the other day. We watched Clerks 2. We watched, because they had Clerks 1 on Netflix, and the reason why we watched that, you guys will get a little bit of a kick out of this, is there was a... I was watching Comic Book Man with my wife, and it's funny, like, for some reason she likes to watch that with me, even though she doesn't like the guy who like, runs the store and stuff, and we both like Ming a lot and stuff. I actually met Ming at a comic convention recently, which was kind of cool. I had my Indie Comics Are Way Cooler by Kevin Cross, that t-shirt on, and I was like, hey, Ming, I like your show. And he's like, cool, I like your shirt. I was like, cool. And that was about it. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, we like Ming. He's a cool dude, and I feel like they treat them like crap sometimes. But it's a fun show, and we were watching it, and there was one episode where the guy who runs the shop, I can't remember his name now, but he was talking about, they did a bowling challenge with all the guys from Clerks or whatever, and then he switched over to the Clerks side because the Comic Book Men guys weren't doing so well. And he's like, hey, I can be a clerk. I had four parts in Clerks. I had four roles in the first Clerks or whatever. And I'm like, what? Like, that caught me and my wife both off guard. We're like, what? I don't remember that. But so we were like, we got to watch Clerks now. So we, like, right after we were done watching that, we're like, throw Clerks in and or watch Clerks on Netflix. So we watched it and we're like, holy crap, he does have four roles. They're just, like, little roles, but... You know, like where he has like one or two lines or something, or maybe no lines, but that was kind of cool because obviously he's like real good friends with Kevin and stuff. Like they grew up together and stuff. Like I think they're like best friends or something. I don't know. But, anyways, yeah, so that was really cool. So we watched that and then we're like, now we want to watch the second one because we really like the second one too. So, we watched that. Took out some other movies. I want to watch Back to the Future, the second one, because I've watched the first one like a million times, and then my wife was like, she was saying that she's watched the second one a million times. I'm like, oh, really? I saw it a few times, but I really liked it, and I never really watched it that much, because I didn't have it or anything, so... I was like, I brought out our little set of Back to the Future. And it's like, we own the whole set. I don't know what, you know, why I haven't seen it so much. It's such a cool movie, but... So, I want to watch that too. And, yeah, I don't know. Love those old movies, man. That's what I grew up on. And a lot of you guys did too. So, it's weird to call them old. I still think they're cool and new. Oh, yeah, I watched Batman... half one day and then the other half I actually finished up last night and what a cool movie, man. I mean, it's weird, like I remember when it came out I was like, this is so awesome, like I loved it, and I thought you know, it was like using special effects like in a pretty cool way, and you know, it wasn't, I don't think there was any, there might have been a little CGI, but back then CGI was barely ever, you know, wasn't used too much because it didn't really look that great. But I think I did notice there was one spot where they used like a CGI thing where it was just like Batman's shadow that you saw from way up top of a building, and it didn't look real. So I don't know. Maybe it was even animation. I don't know. But anyways, I don't know why I got on that tangent, but it was really cool. And man, it's such a well done movie. I love that Batman. I love Michael Keaton as Batman. And Jack Nicholson, to me, is definitely the best Joker. I know everybody likes, you know, the new Dark Knight ones or whatever, but I don't really like them. I mean, I dig them, I can enjoy them, but the Cookie Monster freaking talk is dumb to me. It just annoys me. I think it would have been cool if it was used once in a while, but he kind of talks like that all the time. It's like, that's just dumb, like... That's not Batman, in my opinion. But, and then that other Joker, like, I don't know, it's too, I'm not, like, into, I like comic book movies that have at least, you know, a nice little comic booky feel. You know, I don't want them to, be, like, totally super serious and that's it. I want them to have, like, the, feel of a comic book. And that's, you know, it's fun, it has a funness to it, and a goofiness to it, even though it is, you know, serious enough for Batman, I think. Somebody else brought up the point, one of my friends brought up the point that he says he hasn't seen a Batman movie yet, and he's like a super big Batman fan, which a lot of people are. I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of Batman necessarily. I mean, I dig him a lot, but... Not like most comic book guys. But he was like, he hasn't seen a Batman movie yet. He said they should have called that movie Joker, and like, he says there's not enough Batman in any of the Batman movies. And I'm like, huh, okay. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I've never heard that point before, but I don't know. Maybe he's right. I think there's plenty of Batman, but, you know, watching that movie, I could kind of see that. Joker was maybe a little more prominent and stuff. I think Joker's character is just pops out more, you know. I mean, and I think Michael Keaton did a great job as Batman. He was awesome. So I can't wait to watch Batman Returns, you know, the second one, because that's on Netflix too. So I'll be popping that in soon when I have some free time. So yeah. But yeah, like I said, you know, I wasn't able to make it last week, but here I am again. Podcast is not going away. it's one of the best things I got going for me, and plus I just enjoy it. And this GPS is taking me all kinds of ways I don't want to go. So I don't know what the heck the deal is, so I'll just keep talking and keep turning around. This is weird. I think it wants me to go away. I don't want to go. Anyways, so I don't really have like a definite like topic, but you know, I just talk about kind of what's been going on with doing this business stuff. And you know, really, it's been kind of weird because, you know, most of my pursuits from, you know, in the past have been, you know, this big, like, creative thing. You know, I just want to be, I want to do this new creative project. You know, I kind of talk about this before and stuff a lot, but, and this time, it's not really that creative. I mean, I have spent some time messing with beats and stuff, but there was some times when I was doing that I really should have been working on the business stuff and, you know, not the beat part. Because I got a lot of beats that I can kind of use for now. But I do really want to get new stuff going because the old stuff is good, but I don't have, like, access to the separated files and stuff. So I feel like if somebody asks for that, I'm going to be kind of screwed, but I think maybe people won't ask for it too much, and if they do, I'll just be like, unfortunately, I don't have it, or there's ways I could possibly get access to it, still, even though, I might have to, like, kind of get, you know, a bootleg copy of one of the programs just so I can get the files, or, I don't know, maybe I'll just send it to a friend who has the program or something. Because the programs that I use are like limited versions, and they don't let me access the old files I have for when I had the program. So, anyways, it's a pain in the butt. So yeah, like I haven't been really creating much, you know. And like I said, there were some times that I probably should have been working on a business, and then other times that, you know, I just kind of counted it as this is my fun time, you know, this is like my free time. I haven't had a lot, you know, so let me just take some time out to clear my mind and get a little creative and stuff like that. So you need that too, obviously. I've been trying to get to art, but I don't know. I think maybe because my job has been more physical, or maybe because I've been working so hard on this business stuff that, like, every minute that I don't have, that I'm not working, you know, I'm trying to work on the business stuff. So by the time I get to the night where I'm just relaxing and stuff, I kind of pass out, or I get so tired that I just can't get that pencil to that paper. But I really want to get, I mean, I have like a few projects I got to finish up for people, just little things. And I also just want to get back into the habit of drawing every day, because I don't want that part of what I do to go away in any stretch of the imagination. And I want, while I'm not focusing on art, I want to not, like, I want to get better, you know. That's been a mistake that, you know, I've had in the past where it's like once I jump onto music, that's all I do and all I think about, and I don't even try to do too much art, except for once in a great while. But, like, I don't want that to happen. I just want to just keep continually drawing. So when it does come to the point where I'm maybe working on a comic or some kind of serious project or whatever with art, I'll be a lot better at it, you know? So I just want to keep filling up sketchbooks, you know? And also, I do have some smaller art things that I'm trying to do. I think I talked to you guys before about doing, like, an album. Or, I mean, an album. Album covers and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to get on that as soon as possible because I want to add that to my business model. And, so yeah. That's kind of what I'm working on. As far as the art, you know, and I really want to get back to that part of it. But we'll see. There's going to be a way I can fit it in. We'll see how that works. I got to figure it out. So, all right. So, I guess what else is there? Let me see. It looks like I'm going to have to stop soon. So, let me just pause it, and then I'll come back with more. All right. So, back to the plan. Grab my glasses. Here we go. All right. So, yeah. Working. Yeah, so it's been, like, more about the business than anything else. And I kind of find that I like it. It's not that much of a pain when you know that what you're focusing on is the stuff that's gonna kind of get things rolling. I don't know, I guess when you have gone through the pain of working hard constantly with, you know, to pretty much no avail, I mean, some avail, but for the most part, you know, it's been, you know, hard, you know, been really hard, you know, squeezing water from a stone or whatever the phrase is, you know, trying to get some sales, you know, and so now I kind of know I'm doing things that actually will work, you know, and it's exciting, and I just keep, I keep doing what I can to inspire myself. You know, there's plenty of audio books, audio, like, videos and stuff where, I mean, I don't really have to watch it. I can just listen to it, and just different things that I can, you know, listen to and watch and stuff that will keep me inspired. And then every time I get a free minute, you know, I work on it. And, you know, it's been a lot of setup, but it just, it does seem like when you're starting out, there's so much setup, and it's almost never ending. and it kind of is, I mean. But one thing I learned from one of these books I'm listening to, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, it's a really, you know, I'm sure you've heard of it. It's one of the most well-known, like, books about, you know, success and stuff, and I'm surprised I haven't listened to it or read it yet, but I've always seen it around. But this is the time where it's most useful because I'm, you know, getting with a system that, is, you know, kind of putting this stuff to action. And I always shy away from anything that talks about being a millionaire. You know, I guess, you know, if it says that, a lot of times I won't pick up the book because that's not really what I want. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not the guy who's, like, focused on, I want to be rich. I've never been that guy, you know. I just wanted to make a living doing something I love. That's always pretty much what I've wanted to do. And as I grew up, I realized I also didn't want fame. Specifically, I didn't want fame. And, you know, money is more of a means to an end. It's not really the goal for me. It never was. But it's becoming a goal in that I realize now that I need to focus on it if I really want to make it, you know, if I really want to make money. You know, you need to, whatever you're trying to do, you need to focus on that. And it's weird for me because I've always had a weird relationship with money. I've always kind of had a hard time feeling good about money, I guess, or had a hard time, like, knowing how I should feel with my money, with getting money related to creating art. But they don't have to be, what I'm learning, and I have been learning for a long time, but even more now, is that they don't have to be at odds, you know? There's nothing, there's a lot of good to be said for getting money, you know? Getting, if you're able to accumulate a good living, and you're able to even accumulate, you know, quote unquote riches, you know, it puts you in a much better position to help other people. And I mean, isn't that kind of what a lot of this stuff is about, really? And the more I learn about good business, you know, the more I realize that's what it's all about. And actually there was a post by one of the guys, who's, Brian Ellis. He's one of the guys who he's pretty much the guy who started, him and a couple other guys are the ones who started this whole GTS movement thing that I've been talking about, that, you know, they're teaching people how to sell beats and also do other things. It's not just all about beats, but, you know, that's kind of what everybody in it started as. And so there's one thing he posted actually this morning. Well, I saw it this morning on Facebook, and, you know, he was talking about just, you know, giving and being helpful to people. You know, it's, you're not supposed to put your focus on the money. That's, if you're focusing on the money, basically you're doing it wrong, and that's why you're not getting results. You know, it's more about focusing on providing a product, not even providing a product, but on helping people. You know, that's where the focus should be, and the money's just going to come. Because there's a thing that I think Zig Ziglar said or something, you know, and I don't know how exactly it goes, but if you help enough people, then the money will come, or something like that. You know, just focus on helping people. And it's cool, like, it's awesome, actually, because it's like, you know, you tend to think about business and, you know, slimy businessmen and this and that and salesmen, and you tend to think of it as like this greed motivated thing. And, you know, that's, you know, we always focus on that, and it's just, that is the, you know, the few, really. And it's like everything else, like the few bad cops make every cop look bad, and people hate cops, you know, and the few bad, you know, religious people makes everybody hate religion. And it's like, it's not fair, you know, it doesn't make sense, you know, that not everybody's doing that, you know, the whole freaking things with, like, the Catholics or the Catholic priests and stuff, like, with the boys and stuff. It's like, I look at that the same way you guys do, or anybody else does, you know. I think that's absolutely horrible and ridiculous, and I'm kind of a culprit of it too, you know, I kind of don't like Catholicism now because of that, you know. I mean, I've never been a Catholic, and so, I mean, I've always kind of not agreed with what they did, but then when you hear something like that, you can't help but, like, hate it or whatever. I mean, I don't really hate it, but, you know, you know what I'm saying, but it's the same thing with everything else, like with business. Like, you know, they make business people out to be villains, and when, in fact, a lot of the people who maybe criticize that are either working in a job for a business, maybe they hate it or whatever, or they have their own, like, business. And, you know, okay, so small business is okay, but big business... Well, greed can happen on all levels. It happens in small businesses and in large businesses. It doesn't matter. If you're a greedy person, you're a greedy person. If you're somebody who takes advantage of people that you... I mean, there's plenty of, I mean, domestic violence cases that prove that, you know, people who aren't doing so well are greedy and, you know, they can be just as messed up and corrupt as somebody who is at the top of the chain. So good people are good people, and people who aren't so great aren't so great, you know. That's just how it is. And I see, like, a lot of people in business as I'm, like, looking toward trying to learn this stuff. You know, I see these people that I'm looking at as examples, and, you know, a lot of these people are stand-up people. You know, they're cool. Like, I don't see greed from them. A lot of them are way more focused on giving, and, you know, you would almost think they're doing stupid stuff giving as much as they are. You know, like, how can you do that and still make a living? But, you know, they do that, and they, you know, do well in their business. And there's, you know, there's just nothing bad about giving, basically. And if you're working on giving and helping people, you know, you deserve to get rewarded, you know. And generally, if you do it in a way where there's a business system attached to it, I don't see anything wrong with that. And that, you know, I think that's a stand-up way of making a living, you know. So the thing is, and one of the things that they focus on with these groups is, you know, it's not so much about, like, slimy tactics. It's not really about that. It's more about putting together a system, a business model that just automatically kind of works, and then you focus your energy on giving and getting out there and connecting with more, as many people as you possibly can, who are, you know, within your target group or whatever, and you just help them out. Like, that's all I've been doing, is contacting rappers and, you know, asking them if I can listen to their music, and then that kind of starts the conversation. And then once I do that, you would think, okay, so now he's getting into the sales pitch. No, I don't even get to the sales pitch. Like, there's no time where I'm like, buy my beats. You know, I don't even have to say that, because, you know, the first thing I do, like I said, I ask them about their, you know, if I could listen to their music. I go listen to their music. I give them a few little, like, things. Oh, I liked how you did this. I like how you did that. And then I start asking them about how their progress has been with the music and stuff like that. You know, if they've been having any issues anywhere, and then I'll give them some advice. And a lot, some of these guys, you know, right away, they're like, oh, here's a link to my music. Can I hear some of yours? Like, some people I'll talk to for a little while, and then they'll say, can I listen to some of your stuff too? Like, they're like, they forget that maybe, you know, because I, in my introduction thing, I say, I see that you also make hip-hop music, you know, let's connect and network or whatever, something like that, and can I hear some of your music, basically. And so, you know, eventually they come around, they're like, oh, what about your music, you know. Some people don't even get to that point, but I'm still very happy to just be like, hey, you know, here's a few tips, maybe this will help you. You know, if you want to, you could join my Facebook group or whatever, and I share more tips on there, you know, and we can build together or whatever. So I'm just trying to create a relationship. And some people, for the most part, people don't even realize they're being kind of marketed to, which you might think, okay, that there's the slimy part of it, but it's not really. Because if, like, even if I, there's times where I'm talking to these people, and I kind of get to the point where I realize they're probably not going to be a customer. They're probably not even, like, they don't even make the same kind of music that my beats really go well with and stuff like that. But I'm still pursuing it, and I'm still just saying, hey, you know, trying to help them out and stuff, you know. Because I like doing that. I like connecting with people in that way. I like connecting to music. And even though I make a certain kind of music, you know, a certain kind of hip-hop that I like more than others, I still do enjoy hearing all this other stuff that is stuff outside of my range. And it kind of expands my interest, too. I mean, you guys know me. Like, every time I see something shiny and new, I'm into it, you know, or different, you know. So it's the same with music. Even if it's something that I kind of know I don't really like, I can find cool points in it that I can maybe learn to kind of help with my, like, one of the things, this is an example, is probably the biggest form of hip-hop that's out right now that, you know, is in the pop realm that is really getting a lot of interest and eyes and ears is the trap music, which comes from the Bay Area, I guess, in California. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember, kind of back in the late 90s, Dirty South music started to become kind of big, and, you know, it was, I don't know, it's just different, a lot of synth music, and it was more gangster type stuff, I guess, I don't know, it kind of came right after the West Coast thing was really big, and so it's kind of like that, but it's more like, I don't know, glitchy, and I don't know how to exactly explain it, but within that music, there's, you know, I listen to the beats a lot now, because people are showing me their music, and it's like that and stuff, and within the music, you can hear some things, you know, that I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, I like how they do that, like, there's certain things with, like, the hi-hats, they do a lot of, like, really fast, back and forth, different speed hi-hat things with their music, and they also do it with the snare a little bit, and different things like that, so I've been incorporating some of that into my beats, but when you listen to my beats, you're not like, oh, that's a trap beat, it doesn't sound like a trap beat, like, I don't really know how to make a trap beat, because I'm not into it so much, so I, you know, like, I think when you have to be, like, into it to get, like, a feel for it, and then you can make it type of thing, but I don't really have a feel for it at the moment, so that's fine, I'm not, like, trying to make trap beats, but those, like, that hi-hat stuff, I incorporated a little bit into some of my newer beats, and it sounds cool, like, it's fun to play around with, and it sounds like, you know, my style beat with that little element in there, and I don't even do it exactly the way that they do it either, you know, it's just, I was like, oh, this is an opportunity for me to play with hi-hats, I guess, so, I don't know, so that was fun, and, I forget where I was going with that in the beginning, but, I was just saying that I like to hear different stuff, I get into different kind of music, and so I can connect with people even if they're not going to be my customer, I'm cool with that, you know, I like to just keep connecting with people, and who knows, maybe down the line they'll be like, these people will be, you know, have a friend who, you know, does a different kind of hip-hop that's more like what I'm into, and they'll be like, oh, I've been getting all these tips and advice from this guy, maybe, you know, his stuff is really cool, it's just not my style, but maybe you'd be into it, you know, maybe I'll get a referral. Also, my business is going to expand into, like, the album covers and into the, you know, probably going to get into some consulting and stuff with helping artists out and helping them with their careers and stuff like that. That's what I see so far as expansion. It might go beyond that. I might end up start working with producers and help them get their careers going and stuff. I'm open to expanding in a lot of different aspects. Or maybe even just with the other Donkey Jaw projects, things with the comics, you know, whatever art projects I do, you know, maybe those people who aren't interested in my beats will be interested in something else eventually, you know. But it's like the focus isn't on that. Like, I don't even think about that stuff. I barely even think about, like, I actually have to get better at leading the conversation towards sales a little bit, you know, because I'm almost a little bit too, you know, just conversational, and like, I don't really care about the sale. I'm just talking to you about your career, like, so much to the point where I have to just remember to, like, just lean it a little bit towards the sales, you know, not too much. Like, I'm still want to do it that way, but, you know, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with kind of getting your pitch in there a little bit, you know. So, I mean, people got to know that that's kind of the whole point, is to have kind of beneficial situation for both parties and, you know, help each other out, you know. At least that's how I look at business as. It should be a win-win situation. You should be just creating tons of win-win situations for between you and other people, and have these relationships be strong and be the basis of it, you know. So yeah. So it's all about reaching out to people. So in this Millionaire Mind book, kind of getting back to what I was starting to talk about there, one of the things that he talked about that I've been listening to is, there's like this whole, what is it? Oh, the percentage thing. And I've talked about this before, but I never like knew where it came from exactly. Like, I knew where I heard it from, but I never knew like the actual percentage. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, I've heard it from different places, but I think it kind of came from here, from this Millionaire Mind book. And basically, it's the percentage of, you know, what your business should look like. And, you know, it's the way he says it is, it's 5% operation work, like just the technical, you know, doing the counting and, you know, the maintenance of the business, basically. You know, making sure, I mean, if it's a physical business, you know, you got to take care of the building or whatever, you know, stuff like that, employee stuff, all that. I mean, that, it, obviously, these percentages change depending on the dynamics of your business. If, obviously, if you have a huge staff, you know, the percentage of that part is going to be bigger, you know, especially if you're somebody who wants to take care of your people. You know, some people, they're just, some business people are all about the bottom line and that's it. And you know what, those business people, they can only get so far with that, you know. And you know, some of them get really far, but whatever, like, how will you feel, what will you happen at the end of your life? Like, are you gonna leave a legacy where a bunch of people hated you? Or I don't know, you know, not that I even care about legacy, but, you know, I guess I'd like to, you know, leave this earth with people pretty much liking me, you know, that'd be nice. But like I said, I don't really care too much about that. But anyway, so 5% they say is like operational things. I'm assuming, I mean, he didn't break it down much more than that, so that's what I'm assuming he means by like the operational things. And then 15% is like the product, like creating the product. And it's got to be a product that has a demand. And, you know, it's like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into creating a product. But usually what you should do as a business person, and we don't think this way at all as artists, really, generally, some people do. But as a business person, you know, you look at markets. You try to find a market that is thriving, and it's got to be something related to what you're passionate about, or else you're creating a big structure of stuff for yourself to do that you're gonna hate. You know, so most people get into a business that they're into. Like, if you're into sports, you know, maybe you'll look into creating something like ESPN or something. I don't know. You know, stuff like that. But, you know, so 15% is creating the product, finding a market, finding where the demand is, and creating something that helps people or provide or fills a need that people have, or solves a problem that people have. Basically, that's what a product is something that solves a problem for what people want or need, basically. So there's that, and that's a big deal, you know, but only 15% of what business is. And then the other 80% is promotion and marketing and sales, like all that stuff. Getting the word out, showing people, creating a ton of content that, you know, leads people to your business. And it's really where all that giving stuff comes in, you know, and helping people out and stuff like that, you know. And paying it forward is, like, huge, like that whole concept. You know, we don't think of it as a business concept necessarily. We just think of it as, you know, do good things for people and, you know, karma and stuff like that, where stuff, good stuff will come. But it's very much true and basically the biggest, most important part of business, really. Pay it forward, you know. Put out a lot of content, and that kind of leads to your product, but helps people and stuff like that. So, you know, that's kind of what I've been focusing on, you know. And like I said, there's a lot of setup. That's kind of more that maintenance operational part that should be like 5%. But when you're starting out, that's a much larger percent because you've got a lot more stuff to set up, you know. It takes a while. And then eventually it becomes 5% where you're kind of just tweaking things, you know, within your system, you know, that you've already put together. And sometimes you have to go back and spend a lot of time. Maybe you have to redo your website or something for whatever reason, you know, or you need to, like, move your business to a different location because of whatever, you know. So the setup, kind of like, all these things aren't like set in stone. They fluctuate. Sometimes product development is kind of the biggest thing you focus on for a while. But most importantly, you got to just remember that can't always be the case where you're focusing on that, because or else you're just not going to have a business, you know. You're not going to have, you know, a thriving anything that sustains any kind of income for you, or, you know, if you're bigger, you know, for your employees. I hopefully won't ever have employees, because it's not really something that I would really want or probably need in any of the stuff I plan to do, but who knows, maybe I will. But most likely I will, if I do get to the point where I need like that kind of structure where there's employees, I'll probably do more of a freelance thing and just for everything, you know, like I'll have an accountant who, you know, hits me up like, I don't know, every quarter or something, or maybe more than that, maybe 8 times a year or something, who knows. So, but I can kind of hire that out. They don't work for me, that type of thing. You know, maybe I'll have people who do freelance, like graphic design or something for me, or, you know, there's all kinds of things. You know, you need a tax person, you need all that stuff, but you don't need them to be full-time employees. You know, you get a lot of stuff, you know, at the levels I'm comfortable with, will be more work for hire type of stuff, or I don't know if that's the right term, but like more freelance type of stuff. So I don't know, we'll see. I mean, because once you get into employees, it becomes an issue. Like, it's something that's a tough thing to manage, you know. First of all, you're paying people for their time and not for results, which is kind of a big deal, you know. When you pay for people for their time, then that means that they could waste time, you know, just because they're putting in that time doesn't mean they're giving you results for all that time, you know? If you pay for results, then those people, you know, the time has, you don't have to worry about the time. They have to worry about the time. And, you know, if they get the same results that you would have hired them for 8 hours for a day, but they can get those same results in 2 hours, well, shoot, good for them, you know. Pay them the same amount, just, you know, they got it done for in a smaller amount of time, you know, and that's awesome for them. So as long as you're getting the results you want, you're good, you know. So, yeah, anyways, I guess that's kind of just a bunch of random stuff, but, yeah, I guess that's what I've been thinking about, talking or working on and stuff, just focusing a lot on contacting people, especially this week. I kind of fell off from that. I was doing that initially, and then I had some problems with finding people, and then, you know, I talked to people, you know, within the group and figured out some things that helped me to find those people better. So now, you know, I got plenty of people to contact, and you know, I'm doing that again, and it's a lot of work. I try to get it done in the morning. You know, I try to get all my, like, send out all my messages. You know, I only do about 30 a day, because I don't want to, first of all, I don't want to be too spammy. Second of all, I want it to be quality interactions, you know. Not all 30 people get back to me every day either. Just maybe half of that, or sometimes more than half. But that's a lot of conversations to keep up with, and I got to listen to their music and, you know, give them some real feedback on it. And, you know, it's really hard to keep up, and I need to figure out a way to manage it better, because some of these people, you know, I want to get a little bit deeper involved with, you know, and I mean, all of them if I could, but I'm only one person. So, like, I got to put together a system where I can kind of manage that a little better, and I think that is doable. I just, you know, I'm in the middle of it, so I haven't put that together yet, but, you know, because I want to do, like, also, like, mini interviews with some of the people who I'm talking to or making music, and, like, put that on my YouTube and on my site and stuff, and just different blog posts and stuff, and, you know, I just want to go in deeper with some of these people and stuff. So even if they don't end up becoming customers, you know, that's fine. But it's all about being involved in the community and giving. And eventually this stuff, you know, kind of bubbles to the surface and the money comes, you know. But you got to be reaching out, you know. You can't just be like making your stuff and hoping somebody discovers you, you know. As much as I thought I wasn't doing that, I still was kind of doing that. So I'll be right back. I got to pause it for a sec. All right. So yeah, it's been working a lot on the business side of things, and still no sales. I hate to say that, because I'm not really, like, you would think I might be worried about that, and I'm not really, because it's the long game, you know. I'm not trying to, it's not something where you just, like, get sales right away. You're building relationships, and, you know, it takes time for people to see you and get, and notice you, and once they do, they have to see you a few more times before they trust you enough to put some money in your PayPal account, you know. So, but I have a few leads of people who are interested in stuff. I have one, like, that kind of really seems kind of cool, but I don't know, they want me to do, like, a whole project and stuff, and, you know, so we'll see, you know, how that turns out. I put it out there, though, like, to, like, the GTS group. I said, I don't know, I put it out there earlier this week. I said, I'm going to get my first sale this week. I don't know how or from who, but it's going to happen. So, you know, I'm hoping and trusting that that's going to happen. I shouldn't say hoping, but, you know, trying to put, like, that whole thing into effect, the, you know, the faith aspect and stuff. Like, that's one thing I could kind of talk about that's interesting is, you know, the whole, like, law of attraction thing and the secret, you know, that book or whatever. And they, I think they have it on YouTube or Netflix, too. It's, like, kind of the audio version of The Secret or video. And, sorry, yawning. But, and I, like I've said in the podcast, I kind of been a little bit, like, wary of it, because it's using a lot of principles that are, you know, biblical principles, and, but in kind of its own way and not giving glory to God and stuff, which, you know, if you've been listening to my show, you know, that I am, you know, I'm a Christian and stuff, and that stuff is important to me. So, you know, I've been wary of it because I don't want to, like, try to do what they're saying and not, you know, attribute it to God, and I just felt weird about it. I didn't really understand how it kind of, like, worked together, but I knew it did. I just didn't, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say, but so anyways, I've kind of come to more conclusions on that. I feel like I'm realizing that the principles of faith work regardless of who you attribute it to or whatever, or what you attribute it to. You know, in these business things and whatnot, they talk about it and they say, they either talk about the universe, but some people aren't even comfortable with that, you know, because they don't believe that there's any kind of higher power or anything like that, you know. So the universe doesn't do anything for you. You know, that doesn't make any sense if you don't believe in any kind of possible higher power or whatever. But other people, you know, and you can kind of explain it away in other ways too, you know, if you're not comfortable with that kind of thing. You can explain it away as, like, subconscious, you know, you're kind of tricking your mind, and I actually like to think of it that way a little more, too, in some ways. You know, it is kind of a mind trick, you know, you put, you know, these vision boards together, quote-unquote, and, you know, when you put that out there, you know, the universe conspires to make things happen for you. And while I do believe there is that aspect, I also believe there is kind of a just regular human aspect to it as well. And when I say that aspect, I don't mean the universe, I mean God. But, so I believe there is that part of it. But like I said, there's just a human aspect to it too. And if you're not comfortable with the religious aspect, you know, feel free to chalk it up to the human part, you know. And it's all just that. I just can't help but believe in other stuff because of other reasons. But, you know, the human aspect of it is, you know, one thing, it's kind of you're tricking your mind type of thing. So, you know, you're kind of putting it out there that, you know, I'm going to make this much money in this much time or whatever it is that, you know, you put out there. Or by next year, this time, I'm going to be able to afford a vacation, or I'm going to be making this much or whatever. You know, those are the kind of things you kind of put out there. And then the universe conspires to make it happen for you. That's that thing. But really, is it just a mind trick where you're like, you know, you put it out there, and because you put it out there and you're focusing on it, and you kind of say it, like, some people do like mantra things where they say it over and over and over and stuff like that. But I think even just putting it out there, another thing people do is they'll like record like kind of a mission statement with their goals in there and what they're going to become and stuff like that. And then they'll listen to it, or they even have it where they just say it, like they write it down and they'll, you know, go over it a few times a day. And it just helps you to continue to be focused on those goals, you know, and keep your end goal in mind, you know. And I haven't even done this yet. I'm planning to, though, as soon as possible. It's one of those things that it's on my list to get to. And I've been knocking down things on lists too, so maybe I can talk about that. But so yeah, it's kind of a trick because you're focused on it, that's why things are quote unquote happening, because you know you're kind of making them happen because you're starting to actually take the actions you were supposed to take to begin with. But for me, there is the God aspect too, because I feel like there's a certain amount of luck to things. And that's the human aspect. Like, that's what I would say for anybody who doesn't believe in God. You know, there's a certain amount of luck. Like, you can do all the right things and still not have the results, it seems like. You know, I feel like if you do the right thing, all the right things for, you know, what it takes to get these things done in America, you know, in this time, you know, certain things might happen. But like, if you do all the right things in like a communist country or something that you should be doing, like in a place like in America, maybe some of those things won't happen. You know, I think certain opportunities aren't there for different places in different times, you know, unfortunately. I mean, you know, you can't just kind of conjure up a computer in the middle of the freaking dark ages when there wasn't even electricity or something. You know, like, it's just, you know, it is what it is. So it's not like magic, you know. And even in the biblical sense, you know, you can't just call on God like magic, you know. It doesn't work like that, you know. If it's not within His will, it's not going to happen, no matter how much you pray for it, you know. So, you know, there's all these groups like the Name It, Claim It group or whatever, and like the religious stuff. And, you know, it's a little bit too far-fetched. Like, they go too far with it. Yes, faith is an important part of life and stuff, but they go to the point where they're, like, not bringing their kids to the doctors because they believe God's going to heal them. And I'm not saying that has been a thing that has worked at time before, but I mean, I don't know, if I'm a parent, I'm doing everything, you know, I'm praying, I'm bringing them to the doctor, I'm doing everything I possibly can, you know, to take care of my kid, you know. First and foremost, it's your responsibility as a parent, and if you're neglecting your responsibility, that's against God, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what God wants. He wants you to take care of your kids. You need to be a good steward of what He's given you. Just, I mean, on a human level, how could you not, you know? I don't, you know, people are crazy. I don't know. So anyways, and, you know, so I know I'm getting on a lot of tangents. I'm talking a lot more about religion than I usually do, but, you know, I'm just trying to kind of explain where I'm at and where all of this, you know, stuff has been going around in my mind and stuff. So I'm more okay with this stuff. Like, I'm realizing that faith works no matter what. Like, you know, even if you're saying you're putting faith in yourself, I think that in the way I would say it is, God honors faith no matter what. You know, will that faith, you know, attribute to anything? Like, will that faith count for anything in the end of days and stuff? You know, that's kind of for you to decide, but I believe that only faith towards God is really, you know, what counts as far as, like, I don't know, like, righteousness and stuff like that. And, you know, God's whole system. But I'm not trying to even get into that, but that doesn't mean that the whole faith thing doesn't work, you know. I think it just works, no matter what you put it towards, on a human level, you know, horizontally. Vertically, it might not work so well, but horizontally, it works great. So, and if that's a little too abstract, basically, that's just something that Christians say sometimes, like, horizontally, like, that means person to person, you know, stuff like that. Vertically means, like, people to God, you know, and God to people, that type of thing. So, anyways, so, if you didn't, it might have been obvious, I don't know, it wasn't always obvious to me what people meant by that. But, anyways, so, I think faith works no matter what, you know. And so that's kind of made me feel better about this whole stuff, all this stuff. And the whole, like, mantra stuff, it seems weird. Like, I always thought that was a little bit weird, like, in meditation and stuff. And there's certain aspects of meditation that are just as, you know, there's very much parallels to, you know, stuff I believe in my faith. But then there's a couple aspects here and there that go further than I'm comfortable going, but that aspect, the mantra thing, that kind of thing is, that's like, it's kind of more tricking your mind, just getting your mind to focus on things, focus on your goals, and, you know, I don't know a lot about meditation, so I'm not trying to say I do, but, you know, I think that's kind of what the mantra stuff does. And, you know, when you're so focused on that stuff, things do kind of just happen, but you're focused on it and you don't necessarily know what affects what. You're just putting a lot of action out there. And the thing is, you know, they say that, like attracts like, you know. So if you're putting out action that has to do with your field and helping people within your target audience, you know, that the like is going to happen. Like, you're going to attract, because you have that activity out there, you're going to attract reciprocating activity, you know. It's just kind of makes sense. It's obvious, you know. Like, if you go to a business and, you know, say it's like a fast food place, but it's like a new place, like there's only one in existence. And they're like, eventually maybe want to start a chain or something. But, you know, you go to this place and, you know, they kind of have a sign up or whatever, but that's about it. It's, you know, run out of like an old building, maybe an old house, or maybe it's run out of like an old industrial building, you know, and all there is maybe like one sign or something. And it doesn't even say that they serve food. It just has their logo or something. You might be like, I don't even know what this is. Like, why would I even go there? You know, I don't, you know, is this a food place? I don't know. You know, and they'll get, like, no business. But if you put up, you know, a fast food business and you put, like, things like, you know, there's food here. This is the best burgers from whatever in Connecticut or something. Or, you know, and you put, like, maybe some kind of thing that says drive-through. Maybe it's a little bit different, but there's a drive-through, basically, you know. Or, you know, you put signs up that are similar to the kind of things that you would see at another fast food place, like, and then people realize, you know, you're putting all that activity out that is very much like what you would see in another fast food business, but it's your own way. Then you might start getting more business. It's because it's like that like attracts like thing, you know. You gotta look like you're doing what you're doing, you know, or else people won't respond, you know. So you gotta put a lot of little signs out and just different things that, you know, people will recognize, you know. So that's just kind of, I guess that's kind of a weird way to make the point that like attracts like, but it's just obvious, you know. A lot of it is just common sense, really. So, you know, you can see the human aspect, you can see how it kind of works, even without getting into the whole, like, mystical mumbo-jumbo type of stuff, you know. But people do sometimes get into that, and I think it does help to believe, like, it helps to feel like the universe is working with you, you know. Because if you, I think a human trait that we all have is to kind of be control freaks, and some are more than others, some people are less than others, and you know, but just because we feel like if we do a certain thing, then a certain thing should happen, and it is true, but it doesn't always work it doesn't always work exactly. Like, you think that if you do this one certain thing, then this will happen. Well, sometimes you do that one thing, and it seems like either nothing happens or something different than you expected happens. So, what do you do then? Do you not do the thing? No, you keep doing the thing, maybe, or you switch it up and try it a little bit different, or you just keep putting more and more activity out that is similar, and you just keep doing a lot of things. That's kind of what business is. You're doing a lot of things, and you're putting out a lot of actions, and then, you know, those actions put things into momentum, into movement or whatever, and then reactions happen and stuff like that, you know, cause and effect. So, you know, the universe, you know, having faith that the universe is helping you or God is helping you, you know, it helps to have that thought in there, because it helps you to not be too controlling, I think, and not be too worried about the results. You just know that you're going to just keep producing these actions, and it's going to work somehow, mystically, mysteriously. But really what it is you're just putting a lot of things into motion, and things work out a little bit, they work out differently than you expected. So that's kind of our way to manage that, you know, emotionally. So, you know, that's why people have the argument that God doesn't really exist, you know, that's one of the things, you know. But I still, I know you're like, this is blind faith, shut up. Probably, but I there's more to my faith than that, but I'm not here to talk about that, really. But, you know, you can explain a lot of this stuff on a human level, and I don't think that, disproves what I believe, either. You know, it just, there's certain aspects that I think a lot of people miss because they don't want to believe, you know, in God. And a lot, you know, a lot of stuff like the ideas of sin and guilt and stuff, a lot of people don't want to believe because of that as well. But I think a lot of times people trip over things that are minor details or minor issues that actually have resolutions. They trip over these little things, and then they just discredit the whole idea of God because they don't like a certain thing or whatever. And, you know, they just aren't very objective about it. Personally, that's what I think. But when they look deeper, they might find out that there's something more to it. And then there's also abuses. You know, people claim a lot of things. They claim to talk about, they claim to be speaking for God, and you know, they do all these actions, and then they kind of abuse certain situations, and they abuse people, and they like slam people over the head with the Bible, and they do all these things, and like, no wonder why people, you know, end up not liking it, you know, or being into it, because people are just being idiots, basically. So, you know, anyways, can't help but talk about that stuff, but I'm trying to keep it more towards what I'm talking about with the business. So this has been a very meandery podcast. I feel like I have more stuff I could talk about, but, you know, I got a little bit further into this faith squishy topic, as they like to say in Lean Into Art podcast. You know, it's a squishy topic. So that's me trying to talk my way through a very squishy topic. And hopefully you got something from it. You know, I don't mean to not have, like, concrete stuff for you guys, but I don't know. I think it was kind of interesting. And I hope you, like I said, I hope you guys got something from it. Like I said before, you know, if you want to follow, you know, my other stuff that I'm doing a lot of artist tips, and, you know, this stuff is translatable towards, you know, art and all kinds of different crafts, you know, but I am focusing more specifically to rappers, but like I said, a lot of this stuff really translates as well, and I've used some stuff from the podcast, too. I've talked a lot about that in some of the tips, like I did that whole, the Essence of Talent DAP thing, you know, the Desire, Appreciation, and Practice, aka Play. And people really love that. And then I even boosted that one on Facebook, and I got, like, I think it ended up being like 1,500 impressions or whatever. So that was kind of cool. I mean, it started off at like 80, and then they said, you know, you can boost it. So I threw $5 in there just to see what happened, just kind of as an experiment. And it got up to like 1,500. I actually got like 3 shares. Like, everybody loved that thing. So that was really cool. Yeah, so like I put a lot of stuff that, the same type of stuff that's in this podcast is pretty much in smaller bites what I'm doing with the YouTube. So, you know, and there's some newer, some different stuff too, because, you know, I'm being a little more like, you know, 5 tips on this, or like, being more markety a little bit with it. So I don't know, if you guys want to follow that, check that out, you can check it out at YouTube/user/PlexBeatsOfficial. But you know, the link will be in the show notes, and you can also go just to plexbeats.com and click on the little YouTube icon, and it'll take you right there. Also, you know, I have like a page, so, you know, go to plexbeats.com. There's a Facebook page link. There's an Instagram link, Twitter, all that stuff. I'm posting all this new stuff to those new places. So go to plexbeats.com. Check that stuff out if you're interested. If you're not, no big deal. Stay connected to the Donkey Jaw Project stuff, donkeyjawprojects.com. And you can check out the show notes to Escape Artist Podcast there. And yeah, I guess that's about it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry again for missing out on a week. That shouldn't really happen at all anymore further. It was just one blip in the radar, unless I just don't have time to record. But I promise I won't let it go for longer than a week. It's just, you know, I don't think it'll even happen again, really. But like I said, it's hard to find time sometimes when I'm not driving as much. But anyways, that's about it. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you again on the next Escape Artist Podcast. Later.
Music provided by Mr. Poole. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.